even if his tenure ends tomorrow, Sessions would have a legacy that will affect millions of Americans. He has dramatically shifted the orientation of the Justice Department, pulling back from police oversight and civil rights enforcement and pushing a hard-line approach to drugs, gangs, and immigration violations. He has cast aside his predecessor's attempts to rectify inequities in the criminal justice system in favor of a maximalist approach to prosecuting and jailing criminals. He has rescinded the Obama administration's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program and reversed its stances on voting rights and transgender rights. "I am thrilled to be able to advance an agenda that I believe in," he told a group of federal prosecutors in Lexington later that day. "I believe in it before I believed in it before I came here, and I'll believe in it when I'm gone." Sessions' liberal critics agree that he's been remarkably effective. That's why they find him so frightening. He has, they charge, put the full force of law behind Trump's racially coded rhetoric. The Justice Department is supposed to be protecting people, keeping people safe, and affirming our basic rights, says Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, a Democrat who took the extraordinary step of testifying against a fellow senator during Sessions' confirmation hearings last year. But he has rolled back the Justice Department's efforts to do that. The irony of Sessions' position is that the same critics who despise his policy initiatives are adamant that Trump should not remove him. Jeff Sessions is not acting in defense of the rights of Americans. He should not be in that job, Booker told me, but I do not think he should be fired for the reasons Donald Trump would fire him. As the chaos in the White House rages and threatens to consume him, Sessions professes to pay it no heed. "I want to do what the president wants me to do," he said in his slow, drawling voice, his blue-green eyes peering over the top of his glasses. A wry smirk lifted a corner of his lips. "But I do feel like we're advancing the agenda that he believes in, and what's good for me is it's what I believe in, too." It was a brisk, sunny day in Lexington, with dirty clumps of snow still clinging to the ground. Sessions marched across the tarmac into the waiting motorcade. At 71, he is full of energy, and his slight stature and elfin ears give him a buoyancy that belies his severe views. His bright eyes and upturned mouth make him look like he's smiling even when he's delivering a jeremiad against criminals or foreigners.